This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This weekend, the Texas Motor Speedway will host a NASCAR race, and the name of the race is causing a bit of controversy. It's called the NRA 500, as in National Rifle Association. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The last time the NRA sponsored a NASCAR race was in September, before the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting that brought the NRA to the forefront of the debate on gun control.
I'm certain that somewhere down the line, someone has to say, let's look at a particular sponsor and see whether it's good for the sport.
John Ackley is professor at Virginia Commonwealth University, where he teaches a class called The Business of NASCAR. He says these types of sponsorships are made between the owner of the racetrack, in this case, Texas Motor Speedway, and the sponsor. But ultimately, NASCAR does have to approve the deal.
But just because in a particular situation there may be people who don't approve of something, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is detrimental to the overall sport.
Sponsors typically pay upwards of $1 million to put their name on a race. But Ackley doesn't think this sponsorship will cost NASCAR any fans. NASCAR didn't block the sponsorship, but said it would take a closer look at the sponsorship approval process in the future. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.